Mark Anderson is in the studio. And you know Mark from the ADM Market Report. Look, is your voice the same in studio as it is other times? Let's see. Say good morning. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, it's him. It's him. We know it's him.
Not quite how you picture me, though, you say.
Well, you're a tall guy. You're in fairly good shape. I thought maybe we were looking at a guy that sat in a chair all day, you know.
my wife says I do sit at a desk all day long, yes.
And you've got your Illinois hat on today.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Optimistic.
Yes, very good. We like that optimism today,
right.
Especially the Relay for Life of Mercer County Radiothon. Now, Mark, let's talk a little bit about your story. Do you want to tell us, you're here today. How are you affected by cancer?
Well, when I was 35... I was diagnosed with breast cancer, so which that was something that I was not expecting to ever hear, really. I was male, I was young, I had no idea. I was very naive to all that, so I went through treatments. I took chemo from October to the end of January that year. I followed that up with radiation up at the Mayo Clinic from 1st of February all the way to April 7th of 2009. So at the time I had two young boys at home. One was 7, one was 4. I had a wife that was a school teacher, didn't have a lot of money, but it's not a story that I talk about a lot, but I'm here as a favor to Stacy Dutton from Warren Henderson. She once in a while twists my arm to talk about my experiences and everything. So,
Mark, I'm glad you're here, though, because you mentioned that you had breast cancer.
Yep.
And I think there's a stereotype, and some people may not even believe that men do get cancer in their breast tissue. But again, you're living proof that that does happen to men.
Yeah, it, I for a long time I just really thought it was a bruise, and finally I was actually out at the Farm Progress Show working and came home, and my wife just at that point she'd finally figured out a way that she was going to get me to the doctor somehow, some way, and so we went, and we went, and the one doctor says, "Oh, it's probably nothing, but you need to have it checked out," which is the common beginning part of all that. Usually, for a lot of people, is it's probably nothing, but so then went to a surgeon, and he's like, "Oh, it's not a big deal, but we need to take it out." It was actually a lump that I kind of noticed. And so the surgeon removed it, and then when just kind of a follow-up, I got into the Mayo Clinic up there and went up there for a second opinion. And as soon as we walked in, the doctor, he said, "Well, they didn't get it all, and we need to do follow-up surgery." And so I go up there on a Wednesday expecting to just kind of have an appointment, and ended up having surgery on that Friday. And they did a full-blown mastectomy, and come to find out it was in my lymph nodes and everything else. So, I mean, I was up there and they did surgery and was not expecting the, diagnosis nor any of the follow-up after that. But
man, that would be incredibly frightening that quickly they want you to go into surgery.
Oh yeah, like I said, it was on a Wednesday. We were up there and we just went up there just thinking we were going to be home by Thursday night, and on Thursday I'm going through a whole bunch of gamut of tests up there, and on Friday morning I'm having a surgery, and so you just don't know. But I'm here as, it can happen no matter what it is, but there's treatments, I was lucky, I'm still here. I at the time I had two boys, now I have another daughter to add to the mix. So, I'm fortunate. I'm just very lucky to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's brave to come forward and talk about your story. There's people out there who wait a while to go to the doctor. Do you wish that you had gone sooner in this situation?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of those deals. Like I said, the naivety and just. It's nothing, it's no big deal, it'll go away kind of deal, whether at 35 or 65 or whatever, if you wait it gets worse. I should have went sooner. Fortunately, it was stage 3B when I was diagnosed, but going through chemo, going through radiation. I remember I had 4 Thanksgiving that year. I shaved my head, just things like that you remember. And you think, well, if I would have done this a little sooner, maybe everything would not be. But
there's something you said that's stuck in my mind. And I think it's, you don't plan to get sick ever. So you mentioned, you didn't have a lot of money then. And that had to be crossing your mind. How am I going to pay for all of these really expensive things that might have to happen here?
Absolutely. I had insurance, but you still see all the things afterwards and the travel and, just listening, to some of the stories and what you're talking about. You talk about Hope Lodge. I was fortunate when I was up at Mayo's, the first 4 or 5 days I was in a hotel room paying myself out of pocket. But when I was at Mayo's and I was up there for those multiple months, I was at Hope Lodge at the Mayo Clinic up there in Rochester, and the nurses got me into there, and that was great. I mean, at the time, actually, I had my own bedroom with bathroom, but I had my own little workstation set up to where I could continue on with my work, and but that part I did not have to worry so much. So I guess that's part of why I do talk about and speak about when I do it is just because that part is very beneficial to a person. And just the unknown, and if you can take that piece out of the equation, it makes a big difference and it's very helpful.
All right, Mark, we need people to call today. Yeah, 309-582-5666. Got some live music outside, and well, while you're here, how are corn and bean prices today?
We're down a little bit. Rain makes grain, but it's good to get out of the office and count the tractors going in the field and check the planting progress. So, all in all, there's optimism in agriculture just like everything else. So hopefully it'll be a good season and a good year, and wish for big crops and figure out how to sell it for a better level later on down the road.
Well, very nice to meet you in person, Mark, and I'm so happy. I was afraid you'd have a Hawkeye on your hat, but it's a Lion-Eye, so I'm so happy about that. Oh, all right. We'll be back here. Relay for Life of Mercer County Radiothon at 582-5666, or stop by 129 South College on Farm Country 102.3.